Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm covering for Mo H., who has been so happy to be with you all April. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Tuesday, April 30th, and today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 17, beginning There is a Solution, and we'll be reading the first paragraph, which begins with We of Alcoholics Anonymous and ends with They have solved the drink problem, reading and commenting on the one paragraph. Today's readers are Jan L. for the 12 steps, Diane R. for the 12 traditions, Liz A. will be our first reader and share, and Shelley E. will do page 164. Nadia E. is here for backup. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 21356. That's 21356. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, A Vision for You meeting, is 21358. That's 21358. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Jan L. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Jan L.
Good morning,
everyone. Thank you for your service. This is Jan L. from Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, to another human being, the exact nature of our wrong. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jan L. And I'll now ask Deanna R. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everybody. This is Diana R. in Arizona. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary spiritual purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn to public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles above personalities. Thank you for allowing me to serve, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Diana R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are starting There is a Solution on page 17, the first paragraph, and I will now ask Liz A. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Liz A., recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. Thanks, everyone who's done service for this month. Chapter 2, There is a Solution. We of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. Wow, so much in this little paragraph and in the title. There are people in program who read the title as there is a solution, meaning one solution. You know, I'm not arrogant enough to say that there is only one solution out there for everybody. I know for me, I tried everything I could think of to get well, to stop overeating, to stop obsessing, and nothing worked for me until I came into these rooms and virtual rooms and phone calls and let you guide me through the steps. You know, in the first sentence, we know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. You know, this tells me I am not alone. This is such a disease of isolation. When I'm in my disease, I'm all alone and I'm lonely. You know, I live with my husband, but when I'm in my disease, I am all alone. He's not like me. You know, so here Bill is saying, you're not alone. There are others with this disease, and almost all have recovered. And in the last sentence, they have solved the drink problem. You know, there is hope. Here I hear hope. You know, I am powerless. And what I've learned, though, is that I am not helpless. There are actions that I can take to begin letting a higher power into my life. And this higher power has not only solved the food problem, the drink problem, the whatever your problem is, that higher power and this design for living has solved my living problem. And for that, I am eternally grateful, and thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Lizette, for kicking us off. We really value everybody's experience, but we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 17, paragraph 1, and you haven't shared on Monday or Tuesday, then, oh, today's Tuesday, last Saturday, or I'm sorry, last Friday or Tuesday. Here, I'm batting 1,000 in this Tuesday seat here. Please press star 1 to unmute. Give me your name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. There is a solution. Vanessa G. Vanessa G. Anyone else want to share? It's a great paragraph. There is a solution. I know you know it. Dana P. Dana P.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Gertrude B.
Gertrude B. Anybody else want to get in the sign up?
Ginger M.
I'm sorry, I heard, was it Wendy?
Yes, Wendy M. Thank you.
Wendy M. Okay, great.
Nadia E. Oh.
Nadia E. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, great. I've got Vanessa G., Dana P., Joan Marie M., Gertrude B., Ginger M, Wendy M, and Nadia E. Yay, I knew there were people out there wanting to comment on this paragraph. So please share with us Vanessa G, and you'll be followed by Dana P.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody on the line, for being here, for being part of my solution. You know, this is, I say this often, but this is probably the most important chapter for me in this book. When I was first handed a big book, the first thing I did was whip through it. I saw this chapter entitled "There Is a Solution," and I read, you know, these. It's only three sentences, but those are the first three sentences I ever read in the big book, and. It's exactly what I needed to hear at that point, you know, that there was a solution. That came in another program, and I, you know, knew that this book saved my life at that point. I embraced it, you know, fully. It was a little bit easier, I think, to start on that chapter in that other program because it wasn't so difficult to figure out, you know, what might be keeping me in that state of unrecovered, desperate, almost dead situation and mental state. And but when I came to OA, I had already, you know, thought I had found a solution, and it took me a little bit, actually quite a long time, to finally find some other people who embraced this idea of being recovered. And when I heard that on the line, on a telephone meeting, this telephone meeting, in fact, saying that they had recovered and that there was, you know, this solution. I was home again and my life was saved once more because I had gone down into the depths once more of a disease that was threatening to kill me, of an addiction that was trying to kill me and was very close to doing so. This solution saved my life. It saved my life because I found other people whose lives had been saved by the same thing. And the instructions in this book continue to save my life on a daily basis. I am really, really grateful for the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and for its application in my life as a compulsive overeater. I don't know what else to say except that my gratitude is unending that I found some fellows who could pass this solution on to me. And I appreciate the opportunity to share this morning and to be part of this fellowship. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Vanessa G. Dana P., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Joan Marie M. Please share with us, Dana.
Good morning. Hi, it's Dana P. in California. I'm outside, so if you could please keep my time, I'd appreciate it. Wow, this is a great paragraph. One of the things that I love the most, well, the title of the chapter, but one of the things that I love the most is that part that was shared. Is it says we were past tense, right? We were once hopeless, which says to me now is that we are hope. We are hope and we are hopeful. And I continue to focus on that truth, you know, because I do believe that this book, like other great books, is full of hope. And it is the truth. And so, we, you know, what is the solution? The solution is not the tools. Even this book itself and the steps are considered tools. It's not abstinence. It's the solution is the spiritual experience. And even, you know, Carl Jung, the great psychiatrist who helped Evie for a year, said, you know, you're the, of the hopeless kind that only a spiritual solution can help. And that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about, you know, making that connection with the higher power. And as my AA sponsor likes to say, God and his kids. And so that means all of you, and that means every other human being on this planet, every other creature on this planet, making that connection. And the crazy thing is, it's not something that I do. It's something that happens as a process of doing these steps. And I realize that any resentment that I have is what separates me, and the fear that follows that resentment that separates me from God and his kids. And so the solution is the spiritual experience. And how do I get there? Through the process of these steps. And the other thing that's so amazing and beautiful is that I may not agree with everything that people say. And why is that? Because we all have our own interpretation of what happens in this process. And the only way to get to the truth of that is to asking my higher power, which I do every morning. And as the book says, we continue for a lifetime. So it's not just my morning, it's not just my evening, it's constantly all day long. I have to ask my higher power. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pause this morning. Love to hear what everyone else has to say.
Thank you so much, Dana P. Joan Marie M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Gertrude B.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joan Marie M. in Nevada, recovered by the grace and power of God. You know, this is such a beautiful shares already, and I love the title, There Is a Solution, because I tried everything under the sun, and nothing worked until I came and believed. They say that, you know, in the book, it is not a religious program, but it is spiritual. And in the part it says, may you find him now. And half measures avail us nothing. So if I wanted the neutrality around food that my sponsor had, I had to follow her footsteps, and they were in the steps. They were in the big book. There was work to be done, and I did it because I was hopeless, desperate. And then the reality came, nearly all have recovered. They have solved their drink problem. All have recovered, nearly. So the nearly would be those who would do half measures, which I did through the years. I did half measures. Now I'm all in, and it's all about the solution. Right there and then, there is a solution, brings hope. There is a solution, brings out of that hopelessness that if I can do it, and you can do it. It's such a powerful statement. There is a solution. And by continuously prayer, meditation, I don't know how to do this. You do. I'm asking you for wisdom, guidance, and direction. You are the only one, higher power, God, that knows the hearts. I don't. So help me to understand and help me to live this and help me to see this life through your eyes. Let me hear what you would say about the situation because I don't know. But I do have a promise. There is a solution. Thank you so much for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie. Okay, actually, Dana P., sorry about that. Joan Marie, you are up next.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm a little off here. That was Dana P. Joan Marie, okay, and Gertrude D., Trudy, yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Don't confuse me this morning. It's like, wait. Because that was late.
I was confused. Thanks for your grace. Yeah, you go ahead, please. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Gertrude B. I don't share that often in this particular meet because, you know, when y'all share, y'all, it seems like y'all have so much wisdom and, like, you know what you're talking about. I say, oh, God. You know, and I get nervous, but I'm okay this morning because I know I'm at home. I know I'm with people that share the same disease that I share. And then there is power in these words. We have Alcoholic Anonymous, no thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. That little paragraph is powerful. I can feel it all through my body when I read it. I have a disease that I can sit down and I can just eat myself to death. And I have no control over it. I have no power. I cannot help myself. I will just sit and just eat myself until the grave. I had a nephew, he was young, he was about 35 years old, dead from this disease. He weighed about 600 pounds. It killed him. And I said, God, I do not want to be like that. I don't want that to happen to me. But like the paragraph said, there is a solution. I can come in these rooms and I can share and I can listen to you people. You know, and I don't have to die from this disease because this is a disease, you know. And I never did want to admit that I had this disease. I tried every other way that I could think of to not come into these rooms because I just did not want to admit that I was different. God knows I don't know what normal is today, but I wanted to eat what I wanted to eat. I wanted to do what I wanted to do in regards to food. I just did not want to, you know, have, you know, no, nobody else have no say-so over my food as far as, you know, different food plans or whatever. I didn't want to participate. I didn't want this. But I love this meeting. I love this this vision meeting program. I just love it. But I'm glad that I can be here with you today because there is hope. That paragraph say, there is hope, and I am just eternally grateful. I just feel like crying when I read that paragraph. I said, oh, Lord, I don't have to die from this disease. But I'm real grateful, and I will pass. And thank everybody for the service, and thank everybody for being here. And I'm passing.
And thank you so much, Gertrude. Ginger M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Wendy M.
Thank you for your service, everyone. This is Ginger M. So this is a little bit unusual, I guess, to share or to hear. I just finished reading the first chapter of the big book yesterday, and saw this sentence, there is a solution. I'm fairly new to OA, and when the holiday of Passover was coming up, which is a week long, 8 days, I made the decision and discussed it with my sponsor that I would not attempt to stick to my food plan over these 8 days because I would be eating at other people's homes for many of the meals. And what I want to say is that I really missed not being on the food plan. I missed the discipline which leads me to self-esteem, to greater self-esteem. I missed the humility that goes along with any 12-step program that needs to be part of it. And I can't wait to get back to my food plan tomorrow. And let's see what else. It makes me happy to think about it. I was feeling very lonely yesterday. I was feeling really I was feeling like I didn't want to go on anymore. And I really prayed. I was sitting in the park and I was praying to God for help. And before I left the park, I started a conversation with this stranger in the park, which turned out to be really, really pleasant and kind of brought me back out of my almost dissociative state. And I believe that that is a result of my asking, really begging God for help.
And a reminder?
I guess that's my 3 minutes, yes. The reminder. And so today, I was very tired and I wasn't even planning on being up for this meeting, but I happened to wake up in time. And I'm glad now I'm on the meeting. I'll be back on the meeting regularly, God willing, and meeting with a dietitian this week, and starting steps with my sponsor, God willing.
Thank you.
So, yes, there is a solution, and I'm sorry if I was supposed to time myself.
Oh, nope, nope, you're fine. We're good.
I'm fine. Is my time up?
Your time is up, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Ginger. Okay, Wendy M., you're up next, followed by Nadia E.
Yes, good morning, Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, Elaine, for your service and all the great shares, everybody. I mean, first of all, it says here there is a solution, and this is what I've heard. This is what I heard when I first was introduced to the big book. So first is there is a solution, so I don't have to, you know, scurry about and read 10 books on how to lose weight. There's actually this book, and there is a solution, just one. It makes it really, really simple. I don't have to figure anything out. I just follow direction. And then it says there is a solution. Like, it exists. This exists. I mean, I can't tell you, like, yes, losing the weight. Yes, weighing and measuring my food every day. Yes, the freedom that I get around the food. But then I get a freedom around being a human being. I get the freedom. This is the solution. This book says this is what you do when you're about to do something that's not a great idea. Just read the book. Just call these people. Like, it's unbelievable to me that I can, I'm so happy, you guys, that I can live in where I can look you in the eye today. I can tell you the truth today. And when I'm lying, I know I'm lying. Like, it's, you know, I could go on and on. I'm experiencing for the first time, and I've done this 23 years, and my miracles didn't start happening until 9 months ago, because it takes what it takes. I was ready. I was willing. I stopped asking questions, and I just did whatever the hell I was told to do. And the nearness of my Creator is happening to me. I have a situation today where, you know, oh my God, what am I going to do? And my friend in program said, looks like you're trying to figure everything out. And I said, I am. I'm in fear and I want to figure it out. And she said, go to God. So this morning I did my two-way prayer and absolutely heard exactly what I needed to hear. And it is the most amazing feeling to stop hiring myself. You know, I no longer am the author of my food. I'm no longer the author of my life. And every time I get out of the way, I get this solution. I get this freedom. I told somebody recently, they said, what is this OA thing? I said, well, it's a program on how I treat people. Ultimately, for me, that's what this is. Absolutely, the food needs to be down. But then it's, how do I treat people? And when I do the right thing, it feels phenomenal, this program. And that's why I keep doing it. Because every time it feels good, that's God. And every time I get God, it feels fabulous. So I want more. So I do more things to get to the nearness of my Creator. I do more things to get rearranged. I get more things to end this talk. Thank you so much, Elaine. I pass.
Thank you, Wendy M. Okay. Nadia E. is up next, and after Nadia, we're going to take another lineup of people who would like to comment on page 17, paragraph 1, the beginning of There is a Solution, and it starts with, We Have Alcoholics Anonymous, and ends with, They Have Solved the Drink Problem. Please share with us, Nadia E.
Yes, good morning, family. It's Nadia E. from Toronto, and I am so grateful that I can share that I've chosen. I have a choice today. I can choose to do what my higher power suggests, even though sometimes it may be scary. For example, also on the weekend, I attended a retreat, an OA retreat, and the speaker shared something, and it just floored me because that was my secret. Oh my goodness, she shared my secret. So afterwards, I went up to her and I said, you know what? I've had this thing, this issue going on for years, and it really bothers me, and it's scary, and I don't, like, I just thought that I'm crazy. I'm totally crazy. I can't share this because no one would understand. And she had the same thing, and I was like, oh my goodness. So So it's a connection. It's a connection with my fellows inside a program, outside a program, and it's definitely a connection, a beautiful relationship, beautiful connection with my higher power on a daily basis. So yes, I am recovered today in these 24 hours by the grace of God. So this is a spiritual program, and I want to share it. I'm going to make some phone calls today, offering my experience and some hope with other people, with newcomers from this retreat. And I'm going to talk with my 10th step partner today. We're going to share our step work, our turnarounds, and I'm going to listen again at 7 a.m. tomorrow. That's my meeting. And so thank you so much for all your shares. And thanks, Elaine, for your service. And have a wonderful day. And you know what? Hold on one sec. I was feeling down this morning, like just blah. And I texted a girlfriend of mine, and she said she was feeling blah. And she blamed it on the weather. And I just thought, you know what? Whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter why I eat. It doesn't matter why I feel like crap. The point is I need to share it with someone else. I need to be of service. Instead, I was going to buy myself flowers today. I'm going to buy someone flowers. Hey, I'm going to do that. Okay, have a great day. Thanks, bye. Okay.
What a nice idea. Thank you so much, Nadia E. Okay, though we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you didn't share on Friday or yesterday, and you'd like to comment on the first paragraph and there is a solution, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name. We have room for about 3 or 4 shares.
Hi, Jackie from Laura W.
Jackie, Laura W.
Barbara P.
Barbara P. And possibly one more, I believe.
Julie B., Ohio.
Okay. Hopefully the timing will work out for all of you. Okay. I've got Jackie. I didn't get the first initial of your last name, followed by Laura W., Barbara P., and Julie B. So if you're not Jackie, please press star 1 to mute your phone. And Jackie, please share with us.
Yeah, Jackie H., sorry. North Idaho. So there is a solution, you know. And thank you, everybody, for all your shares. You know, I always receive so much from what everybody says. And for me, when I remember when I was first handed the big book, I was like, are you nuts? I'm not an addict. I live with an alcoholic, heroin addict. That's an addict. And so I just did not, you know, gravitate toward this book. If anything, I was repelled by it. So my solution was a food plan, my sponsor, phone calls, meetings, the big book, not the big book, but other books, right? All those other books. So that was my solution in the beginning. And that got me abstinent for about, you know, in recovery, abstinent for about 9 months. And then I went back out. And so the cycle began for the last 20-some years until I was brought to my knees, which looked like every time I put something in my mouth, now I just went right into isolation, in depression, didn't want to live, anxiety. Like my thinking would just switch. And so, I was desperate for the solution. So thank God this time, you know, my sponsor really held me in step 1 and 2. And I was able to finally see the powerlessness of this disease and how it showed up, not just with the food, but with everything else, how it permeated my life and how it spoke to me. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, no wonder why. And then I realized, wow, no, I need a power greater than me. Like, I can't do this alone. So what does that power look like? You know, Bill Eddie said, you know, choose your own conception. Well, for me, it looks like a guide, a mentor, a teacher, right? I needed an employer, a director. So I needed that. And that is my solution today. It's not anything else but that. But thank God, you know, God works through relationship, at least my higher power does. And so I need to speak with other people. You know, I need to keep hearing that message. I need to share what's on my heart so that you guys can say, hey, you're not thinking right. Like, what's going on? You know, so it can show up in so many different ways, and I don't see it. So I need my director and all of you to show me when I'm coming off track, because this thing is sneaky. And I'm really learning that, because as I'm coming into my fourth step, my sponsor keeps saying, do you see that? Do you see your disease in that? Do you see how it's talking to you? Do you see, you know, if only I could learn that next thing and make more money, I'd be happy. If only I could help my son. Thanks. And he was feeling better about his life, I'd be happy. If only I didn't have to do massage anymore and I could just do intuitive energy healing, I'd be happy. All those ways. So thanks for letting me share. And thank God I'm working on that solution today.
Thank you very much, Jackie H. Laura W., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Barbara P.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. There is a solution. This chapter gives the reader such hope, you know, such excitement that, wow, maybe I don't have to live in this hellhole anymore. Maybe I can get out. Maybe I can climb out from under and don't have to dive back in. And, you know, the past tense that he uses, other people have mentioned, but, you know, nearly all have recovered, not are recovering, but have recovered. The word recovered shows a transformation. It doesn't just show, you know, action. It shows a true transformation. And they use recovered, I believe, like numerous times in this chapter alone. And there is a solution. Well, what's the solution? The solution and the purpose of this whole thing is to establish a relationship with a higher power. It's not to get sober. It's not to get abstinent. It wasn't for me to put on 25 pounds because I was so underweight. It's not for somebody to lose weight. It's to find a relationship with a higher power and to live at peace. You know, abstinence is not my goal. Peace is my goal. But I can't get peace if I'm in the illness. And I see over and over again, people white knuckling it, and I was one of them for many years. Like, okay, I got to weigh and measure my food. I got to take my food with me. I got to do this. I got to do that. Everything was about the food. And then I was miserable. I was short-tempered. I was irritable if somebody, you know, wanted to stay at a party longer. No, I have to go home and eat my dinner, you know. And today I have peace. Today I have acceptance and neutrality around the food, not always around situations and people. But, you know, the solution for me was going back and finding God. And, you know, that's what recovering means. And recovered means to find something that was once lost. And, you know, they have solved the drink problem. And that's great. But somebody else shared before, solution. It doesn't say there is one solution, you know, because I do believe that there's a number of ways to recover. The 12 steps is not for everybody. For me, it was the only thing that worked. I tried so much research, so much development. I have a daughter stuck in anorexia right now. The 12 steps is not for her. You know, other people have tried it. I've tried it. It's very difficult to 12-step your own child, by the way. But, you know, I believe that everybody has their own path. And for me, my job as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, and as a fellow OA member is to stay recovered and to help the fellow who wants it. You know, you got to want it. And the willingness is an inside job. So grateful for this, and I'm also grateful that for today, I don't suffer from compulsive eating. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you very much, Laura W. Barbara P., please share with us. And Julie, I'm not sure if there'll be time for another share after that, but we'll see. Please share with us, Barbara P. Barbara P.?
Oh, Sorry, there we go. Hi, Barbara P. from Atlanta, currently in Billings, Montana, recovered compulsive overeater. And, wow, it's been quite a trip in the out here, driving in an RV. And the we is what really struck me. I got stuck on we. I couldn't get past that. And I remember a woman years ago saying, if you, you know, visualize the W, turn it upside down, I'm back at me, right? It's either we or me, and those are kind of my choices. And for me to find a solution, I had to embrace the we, and I did not want to at first. I really was a loner and an isolator, and I just did not want this we. I have plenty of friends. I don't need you. You know, I had that kind of bravado. So, but if I want to solve this drink problem, I had a weight problem, but I had an eating problem more importantly. The weight was sort of the result. I had an eating problem. My problem was I couldn't stop either doing it or thinking about doing it. Or thinking about not doing it, how to not do it. So my life revolved around eating in some way or not eating. And it, you know, it was a nightmare. We all know that. We've lived that. That's what got us here. So the we, whether I want it or not, I had to embrace it. And I will tell you today, now years and years later and years recovered, I'm so amazed. We know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless, and I know thousands of men and women who are now just as hopeless as me, and we're not living in that today. Like, we are not living in that today, and I'm like, well, how did we get here? We got here because I had to get out of my own way, and I had to, when my sponsor said, make 3 phone calls a day, you know, I was like, ugh. And call people from Vision, call people you don't know. Well, I will tell you, the first day of this trip, you know, and let me finish that thought. I was terrified to, not terrified, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Honestly, I wasn't scared. I just didn't want to do it. I did it. I did it because I was desperate. I'm so glad I built that village. And I lost my phone first day of this trip, 4, 5, 6 days ago, I guess. But I could get on the Vision website, on the member list, and find like a directory of almost all my friends, right? My friends today are a lot of folks that I built over the years just by simply starting to make those 3 calls a day. So the we, I don't know, I just can't say enough about it. And I know there's so many of us who may not want to do it or even flinch when the phone rings, like, oh, I can't talk to one more person. No, talk to one more person. It's a lifesaver. And it is part of solving the drink problem, the eating problem. And there is recovery. And I'm just grateful to be living in it today, no matter where I am, with or without a phone, with or without other resources. I'm just grateful. Thanks. And with that, I'm going to pass.
Oh, thank you so much. And I wish we had another minute, 3 minutes for Julie B., but I am so sorry we don't. And I'm hoping you can share what you would have shared with someone else. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggested only.
You bet. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.